Hello and welcome to the Photo Op Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things photo and video. I'm your host, Ben Lucas.
And I'm Stuart Merlantis.
I'm the photo half.
I'm the video half.
And this is Photo Op. So we kind of hit a little bit of a milestone.
We did.
We have done 50 episodes just in season two.
Yeah.
So we started this during the you know what of 2020.
when the world briefly paused.
You know, trying not to get get censored by the algorithm banning certain words, all that jazz. And once I got this studio and we started doing in-person recording, mm-hmm, we decided mm-hmm. to switch the
that's
format up a little bit and call
two.
It season two. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. we've done 50 episodes here in the studio, and I feel like that's something to celebrate.
Yeah. Overall, around 130.
Like 130. 30 something. That's awesome.
For a while.
So we want to thank all of you YouTube subscribers, podcast subscribers, Patreon subscribers, mm-hmm, all mm-hmm. of the above. Patreon.com/nomcreative. We have a $1 tip jar. We absolutely appreciate
just
it.
Just a dollar.
Yeah,
it's a bargain.
He just renewed all the domains. And,
yeah, which
and
was like 70 bucks.
Something.
Throw us a dollar.
So if you want to throw us a dollar, I'll give that
those .show domains, man. They're kind of expensive.
I'll give that to Stuart so that he can kind of recoup his loss on making all this fun and educational content that we do for you guys.
We've heard a couple things from listeners, right?
Let's do that first. So there have been a few fun YouTube comments, and there are two in particular that I want to shout out. Both of them, ironically, on the same video. Podcast episode 69, should you use My Name Photography?
Of course it's that one.
I mean, it just so happened to be after episode 68 and before episode 70. I'm not saying
it's the nicest episode.
Noise. should you use My Name Photography?
No. Refresher.
So I love this comment. If you're a photographer in the phone book era, your only two options: one, call your company Aardvark Photography, or two, legally change your name to Aaron and hope people don't pick Aardvark Photography as a company name.
I mean, true.
Dino Boot, that is absolutely fantastic. The other comment here that I wanted to shout out, Skeld1NG, totally agree. So sick of people putting their name photography on pictures that are absolute rubbish, or at least best at average. Get over yourself. You're not a photographer. You just own a camera.
Yeah.
Savage.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is,
absolutely.
That is phenomenal.
There's a lot of that stuff I kind of wonder about. I mean, beyond the photography sphere, like I was just driving along I-5 recently and going past some car dealerships, and like they got the giant like their name Nissan or whatever, and even on the license plate covers and stuff, like why do I care? Just sell me a car, man. Like I don't care that you are making millions off this. Like just sell me a car. Like, at least have some creativity. I'd like to see that. Across all industries, I'd like to see more actual fun names for your business and not just your name.
One thing that I could do without recently, every time I've made a purchase, I've been getting stickers.
Oh. Huh.
So I just bought a new 360 camera, which we will do tips on 360s coming up in a couple of episodes here. But they sent me this little pack that had two different stickers on it with their brand name. I'm like, I'm literally not going to use this. I'm not going to put this on anything.
GoPro started that, I feel like, at least in the
camera. I bought some t-shirts and they sent me some stickers. I'm like, well, I'm not putting it on the t-shirt. What are you expecting me to do with this?
Yeah.
I've gotten just a couple of random stickers of like, oh, hey, you bought this thing. We included a sticker. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. If this is your logo, I don't recognize it. Of like, I'm not a big sticker person.
No, some people are really into it. Like you see people like sticker bombing their laptops even cars
for
stuff. But it's never been my thing. I've had an occasional sticker here or there.
I have a few
it.
Stickers that I absolutely love, and they have all been unstuck. I do not know what to do with them. They're like, this is fantastic, and I don't know where it's gonna go. So. Yes, stop it with the watermarks on crappy photography and stop sending out stickers.
So send stickers of your name photography,
oh,
the ultimate.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, no, don't do that.
Okay, so today, thank you, as always, for the lovely comments and questions. This is more of a comment episode, but we are happy to answer questions from listeners. So
absolutely.
Send those in on whatever social platform you choose, or our email, which we'll have at the end of the episode. I won't say it now, so you can't click it away.
Ooh, sneaky.
So okay. Our primary topic of conversation this episode is the current... I don't know. The current photo, like, story globally.
You asked me this beforehand. You said, hey, do we care about Kate Middleton? No.
No, we don't care about Kate Middleton, but the whole controversy...
You know what my favorite joke is? Jim Gaffigan being like, all that celeb gossip, that's just McDonald's, and all the stuff about the royal family, that's Burger King. That's not even our gossip.
It's true.
Why do we care? I love that joke so much.
There's such a... there's so much of a larger population of like royal watchers than I would have expected. Like, people get obsessed with this stuff. Why?
Okay,
but
so
that aside,
even though we do not, this story is fascinating.
Yes,
I have definitely gone down a couple of rabbit holes, including their PR team being like, look, she's fine, alive and well. And then it's like a dark and cloudy photo of her through a tinted window. And I'm like, that's not
really convincing.
Giving the impression that, okay, but, you did the exact opposite there. But leads us to a more interesting question. Something that's relevant to us in our industry. Yeah. Do we care if public figures?
Well, let's not bury the lead. Really quick, a quick explanation of what's actually happening. There was a, I guess, early Mother's Day. It's not Mother's Day yet, but there was sort of an early Mother's Day photo where Kate Middleton and all the like kids, princes and whatever, hanging around. And there were obvious issues with it. There were obvious Photoshop signs, let's say. You know, I've seen a shop or two in my time. You know, I could tell by the pixels.
It was obscenely bad. Like there was a sleeve not lining up with where the hand should come out of a sleeve, and like super egregious kind of like clone stamp errors that were just so wonky, and the internet took hold
like
immediately,
freaked out. And basically we're like, well, a lot of people were like, this is AI. I don't think it's AI. I think it's bad Photoshop. And then of course people started combing through old press photos and finding other egregious errors, stuff where there's like actual seams and, you know, very like people where their hair is cut off because their head's pasted from a different photo. It just kind of blew up and became this whole thing. And so that's uninteresting. I don't really care that people are bad at Photoshop, but I think the more interesting question...
Well, I care very much.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do. But the more interesting question is, Kate Middleton and so forth, all of those people in that sphere, they're public figures. Should public figures use Photoshop? Because that's been actually an explanation for this, is that maybe it was her... Like that she has a hobby and she's learning Photoshop. That's what one of the things that I've heard. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Like, you're a public figure. You've probably got a photographer. You've probably got somebody to do that stuff. Maybe you hired somebody for minimum wage and they did a terrible job. Maybe
an
you
intern.
Did it. Yeah, maybe an intern. Or maybe she did actually do it. Who knows? But regardless of who did it, should public figures be using Photoshop or photo manipulation at all with their photos?
So I have essentially two trains of thought on this. The first train of thought is I am absolutely not one to shy away from Photoshop. My Photoshop is excellent and realistic, and I do the best of my ability to not make a subject look fake, but to make them look like the best presenting version of themselves. And I have an example that just happened last week that I will come to in a second. But my second thought is this journalism? Because I absolutely Photoshop out, you know, my pimples and everything before I click press on a Christmas card that I'm going to mail to, you know, 50 people. So if I'm putting this out, you know, for the entire world to see, you better freaking believe there's going to be a little bit of Photoshop on that, right? So there's
My Christmas cards are absolutely journalism. Thank you very much.
So I feel like how much of this is like, this is kind of a tailored image that we would like to show. Like if it was a shoot for a magazine cover, you think that Variety and stuff is not photoshopping their cover models. Of course they are. There's a whole industry around retouchers for, you know, high-end retouching versus low-end retouching. It's different and it's wild, let me tell you. Like, they literally go in and like paint pores.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Well, and that's been one of the conversation, parts of the conversation around this, is that these aren't press photos. They're personal, or they're for their, you know, Christmas cards or Mother's Day or whatever in this case. And so who cares? Like, it's bad Photoshop, which is bad in and of itself, but who cares? They're not press photos.
So absolutely. So kind of the two things that I'm thinking is, if it's journalism, no, I do not think, like, journalists can already frame a story, but what they choose to include or exclude out of a frame. And if it's journalism, I think Photoshop should not come into it. Like, if you're trying to document a dying species of animal, mm-hmm. like, you don't Photoshop that animal. Mm-hmm. To mm-hmm. look healthier or whatever, no. or to look worse, or to fit whatever narrative, you just document that mm-hmm. thing. Journalism mm-hmm. is documentation. This doesn't feel like documentation. This feels like family photos. And do you think that, you know, 2 days before I do family photos, kid gets a giant rash or runs into the monkey bars or something, and they're like, hey, can you get rid of that huge red mark? Yes, absolutely. I'm getting rid of that red mark. You think I'm not? No, of course I am. So it's kind of like, what's any different between the client who hires me versus the photographer when their client just happens to be, you know, Kate Middleton in the royal family?
Well, here's the extra weird angle to this is I believe all of the photos that have been discovered so far that have manipulation, they were distributed to news wires for distribution.
They've also been pulled back and recalled.
Well, now that it's been caught, but that's where it goes from me to me into a strange place. It's like, sure, if you didn't distribute these, if you just had them in a magazine or on social media or whatever, even that, I would argue, is kind of in question. But if you just did that, if you just did non-formal places of distribution, fine. But these were sent to newswire companies, making them adjacent to journalism.
So right? Let me give a anecdote of something that literally happened last week. So I did some corporate headshots mm-hmm. and the owner head of the company that I was doing for, she was wearing just like a blazer and kind of, you know, top, very professional, very wonderful, you know, woman wearing something that you would expect an owner of a company to wear. Mm-hmm. I shoot the photo, don't think anything of it. I go ahead and do the retouching. I send it all back, and apparently I was in a rush. Because they're like, hey, you can see just like this a little bit of the bra kind of coming up over the top, but mm-hmm. like just mm-hmm. under the cuff of the blazer. Can we retouch that out? And like, it took me about 5 minutes to get like the shadowing and the skin tones right. Because sometimes shadows. Have you ever tried to do skin that's light and then in shadow, and you get that weird kind of like green grain mm-hmm, and it like mm-hmm. turns it into mud. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I don't want to do that.
No.
So I took a little bit of time to make sure that it was not noticeable we're cleanly kind of removing that tiny little
realistic
thing. And, it's for an office headshot that they're putting on their website. Of course they would want that removed. Right. Mm-hmm. And so part of me is thinking like, okay, well, what if there's a stain on this kid's sweater because they're kids? Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Or it got ripped because they were playing in the yard or whatever. Of just like, would you want that fixed? Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. So I mean
sure. Although also it seems like a lot of the royals recently, in my very limited exposure, are trying to make themselves more relatable. I don't know, maybe they're worried about, you know, an uprising or something.
Oh,
so if you had kids with stains on their shirts, I'd be like, okay, you know, real, they're like playing around the yard or whatever, like I can relate to that. Instead of everything being picture perfect all the time.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know, the distribution to newswire is what really gets me. I'm like, you shouldn't be distributing things to news organizations if it's not real. One of the people that weighed in on this was Peter Souza, who was the Obama White House photographer for both of his terms. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, well, look, I manipulate stuff too. And he showed some picture of Obama meeting one of the princes. And he's like, look at how this is manipulated. But like, all he did was he like threw it into Lightroom and like adjusted some levels, and he didn't like change people, any of the faces. He didn't like replace colors. He didn't do clone stamps. It was very just like, hey, we're just going to make this more representative of real life, you know, try to push, you know, the limits of the camera a little bit, but we're not going to manipulate what was actually in the scene any more than that. And that I was like, dude, I get where you're coming from. Like, I appreciate it.
That's journalism. That's not manipulation. Journalism. Yeah.
What's in her photos is not that. It's full replacements.
That's making
and
sure
clone
that your camera sensor is matching what your eye can see.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
Like,
yeah.
And like the white balance is correct. Like, that's
and most news companies are like, that's totally cool. And so like, I get it, dude. Like, you know, I appreciate the transparency and that you're kind of standing up and saying, hey, this is part of the industry. I understand. But what you're doing does actually have integrity. And what she's doing is potentially not, like clone stamping, changing people's faces and heads and stuff, and then distributing it to a newswire company feels less good in my perspective.
I feel like
if it was a big story about like, oh, she changed, she lifted the shadows a little bit on this photo, it wouldn't be a story. Nobody would care.
So I'm thinking about it this way of like, what if it was one of my non-famous clients hired me for family photos, and I do the whole thing where like kid number one is not looking at me in any of the photos, mm-hmm, or blinking or whatever, and so I take the one photo where everyone looks terrible except they're actually staring at me, and I do like a head swap of like, that's a thing that happens.
Oh yeah, happens all the time.
I do it with team sports all the time. Mm-hmm. I've got 23 mm-hmm kids looking at me except that one kid's looking off over here the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then so I take that one and put them on one where the rest of the teams looks good, right? That does happen. I'm like, okay, so what if that photo and like the photo of like the basketball team or whatever, like they win state, and then it gets sent to a news organization?
True.
One, no one would notice. If you're good at your job, no one notices the Photoshop. But what if I had messed up and we go, oh, it's a conspiracy and this kid got Photoshopped in, he wasn't actually part of the team.
No offense to these kids, nobody cares, but if you're a public figure, expect everything that you distribute through a news company to be highly scrutinized.
I was going
to
say, I think the huge difference there is they're not public figures before I took the photo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anything that I photoshopped there, I'm just like, that's just my normal. So like, there's a little bit of grace and leniency for like, of course they're going to fix those things in Photoshop. Who cares? But people are like really blowing this up. And I'm like, well, does the Photoshop change the journalistic integrity? And that's kind of the point where we can kind of like, where do you draw the line of what is Photoshoppable versus what is not Photoshoppable?
Part of me wants to be really cynical and be like, if you're a public figure and enjoy all of the benefits of being a public figure, you're also going to have some downsides. And that might be no Photoshop. Right? Like, oh, you're famous and you're royal and everything's taken care of you forever for the end of your life and your great, 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 great grandchildren.
If you have a team of makeup artists for a normal Tuesday, then you don't get Photoshop. Is that?
Sure. Right. Like, oh man, if you're just born into infinite wealth, and like, oh no, you can't use Photoshop. Like, I feel like it's a good trade-off. I would happily take, you know, everything being handled for me forever and never having any worries beyond, oh no, I might have a pimple in this news photo of me. Like, okay, who cares?
If I got a team to be able to remove the bags under my eyes before we record these episodes, then
I would take pimples in public photos over for $1 billion. Absolutely. No question. Like, just own it.
So yeah, we genuinely want to know from you guys. One, do we care? That's it. But more specifically, should we care if public figures use Photoshop? Because, you know, Photoshop's there for a reason, but where do you draw the line? Yeah, yeah. So go ahead and leave a comment in the podcast app of your choice, or on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/nomcreative, or you can go ahead and email us,
which is hello@photo-op.show.
And we genuinely want to know, what do you think on this topic? Should we care if public figures use Photoshop? It's something that people are definitely talking about.
Oh boy.
My whole For You page is just conspiracy theories right now. right now. Yeah, so go ahead and let us know. We have some fun and interesting kind of in the news topics that we're going to be talking about next week, and we will see you then.
See you then.
If you have questions or ideas for future episodes, you can email us at hello@photo-op.show.
Watch us on Ben's YouTube channel at Noncreative,
as in Om Nom Nom.
Share this with a friend, and you can listen to Photo Op anywhere podcasts are sold.
Or download it. 'Cause it's free.